are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Time to get into some tweetage.
Before we do that, though, let me give a shout-out to Chad Johnson. Chad Ochocinco signing with the Montreal Alouettes of the CFL.
Very interesting for this guy to try to reclimate his career in the CFL and see if he can work his way back to the NFL.
Well, he was on Fantasy Football Today for CBS last year. Now at least he's back playing football. So good luck, Chad.
See how that works out. All right, Megan Rock, we bring her aboard, as we regularly do on the show, to, again, read some tweetage. What do you got?
All right, at Mine Elevated 25 has Mac Robinson, then Aaron Murray. At The Bizarro Kyle has Mac Carr and the best wide receiver available.
So both of those.
Yeah. And this is, again,
like
in our response to our question about what you would do 3 weeks out, what you would do with the top three picks in the draft for the Cleveland Browns, number four, number 26, and number 35. And again, this is just illustrating, because when we first did this exercise, it was all about the quarterback, and it was the battle between the Manziel camp, the Bortles camp, the Bridgewater camp for number four. Then it kind of moved to Sammy Watkins. Dabo Swinney came on and said, don't be that guy. And everybody was like, I don't want to be that guy. Right. We're going to go ahead and say Watkins. And basically everybody had us going Watkins. But now it's moved to, I think, the commentary from Pettine, the uncertainty that's out there with what the Browns want to do, the wide range of quarterbacks that they are working out, from guys that could be considered at four to guys that are more the 26-35 range, then guys even later than that. They're working out everybody at that position. People don't know, and now you're seeing kind of a settling, I would think, on an offensive defensive line guy at four in a Robinson or a Mack, and that's what our tweets are showing us. That's what I think, and that's what I've been saying for about a month now. That's what I think is going to happen.
And I don't actually call that settling. I mean, I think that would be wise, and it would be I think would be the smartest way to go if you're not sure that your quarterback is there. But I would hasten to add, if you if you feel that the quarterback that you want for the long time is going to be there and you have doubts of getting him somewhere else in the first round, especially 26, because that's quite a gap to say that you're going to get out of the first round with a quarterback, and I don't expect this Browns team to. You heard Mary Kay Cabot said one way or another those three positions would be hit. She didn't necessarily say the QB would be a first rounder. Maybe he's a second rounder. But I'm inclined to think that there's a more than reasonable chance, even if this guy doesn't see the field in 14, he'll be a guy that they would pick in the first round to make sure they get him, if they want him.
Absolutely.
When I say want him, I mean conviction, strong feeling.
To me, given the salary structure now, taking a quarterback early is not as painful if you miss as it used to be. If you're drafting a guy, whether it's 4, 26, 35, that's somebody you have big hopes with. And if they're either a success or a failure based on what they do on the field, not if they were, oh, well, this guy was good at 26 but bad at 4. No, you're either going to be a good quarterback and help this team, or you're not going to be.
And I can't help but think that so many of us, and I'll include us in this conversation, are talking ourselves out of people, too. In some ways, we are talking ourselves out of certain players the more we either look at them or talk about them or hear other people talk about them. Is that fair? That's happening.
I think it's happening. Now, the guy who is being talked out of the most around the National Football League by far is Teddy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. And you won't talk me out of Teddy.
Right.
No.
But I think his workout, which we both said, that pro day workout, that far too much weight has been given that. Aaron Murray had issues in the wind yesterday. I mean, he wasn't like throwing brilliantly, but still, just the fact that people they want their justification to say, look, I told you about Teddy Bridgewater, and you see what I'm talking about, and then the glove conversation got into it and all that. That's the dumbest reason to say that this guy shouldn't be held in high esteem as a draft pick. If your opinion on him is based on video and you say what I saw watching him play his collegiate games tells me I don't think he's an elite quarterback, stick with that. But don't manufacture a reason because, oh, geez, I thought he was great, but look at how he screwed up that pro day.
But that's what this time of the year is right now. And we have 2 extra weeks of it, and people are trying to tear down, whether it's because they want somebody to fall to them, whatever it is, on a daily basis. Greg Robinson hasn't been torn down yet, to my knowledge. Really, neither has Khalil Mack. But Watkins goes through it on a daily basis. Bridgewater has gone through it. Bortles is going through it. Manziel goes through it. Clowney goes through it. A lot of these guys are being kind of, it's like, let's just rip on them. And the anonymous scout says such and such that's typically negative.
The anonymous scout.
There aren't a lot of anonymous scouts saying, hey, I really like this guy. I think this guy is better than the perception that's out there about him right now. You're not hearing anonymous scouts say things like that. Megan Rock, a couple more people. What do they want us to do at 4, 26, and 35?
All right. SP Dean 77 says Robinson, Shazier, and Fuller.
Shazier is an interesting one to me because I like the cornerback at 26, but I'll tell you what, if you decided to go Ryan Shazier there and play him kind of as another nickel backer, the other inside backer in a 3-4 or the will backer in a 4-3 where you take advantage of his athleticism and ability to cover and got a corner in the third round like a Stanley Jean Baptiste, I'm okay with that too. Shazier is interesting to me at 26.
Interesting, and also, how comfortable do we feel about the depth at that position, particularly inside linebacker?
It's not as good.
That's something
as it
the Browns,
is at corner.
Right. But the Browns, I'm saying on the Browns team, they need it.
Correct.
Carlos Dansby, great. Robertson, will see what Craig does and how he maybe can reclimate himself in this defense. But I want more depth behind them. Megan.
All right. At Jacoby 13 has Watkins, then Carr or McCarron, and then an O-line.
Wait, Watkins?
Watkins,
oh, Carr
or McCarron, and then maybe O-lineman. Like a Xavier Seafulo.
If you're gonna go non Teddy, non Johnny, non Blake, Carr is my guy. And in fact, I think in my mind, I put Carr ahead of Manziel. I'm with Ron Jaworski on that one. I'm putting Carr ahead of Manziel. I think he's put Carr ahead of a bunch of people, if I'm not mistaken. And did he put him ahead of Bridgewater too, somewhere along the line?
I think he has Bridgewater fourth. He's got Manziel third. No, he has Carr. Fifth, maybe.
Okay,
because
I thought at one
you know
point,
who he has up there? Mettenberger.
That's right. He had. I'm not buying that.
Watch the Ole Miss game and tell me you want Brandon Weed and Mettenberger quarterbacking this team.
You can, but in fairness,
you can do that to a lot of people.
I was going to say, you can watch a single game and say a guy is okay, but look at watch Tom Savage's game against Duke, and then your concerns about Savage right there. He's Johnny Unitas.
He's good. I don't like games that are bad though. Games
right,
that look
but games
scary.
That are off the charts. He had 400-something yards, six touchdowns? He was tearing it up. Just saying.
Remember what John Football did against Duke in the second half of that game.
Yeah, maybe it's the problem's it's Duke.
Maybe it is Duke.
All right, what do we want to do next? We want to do fact or fiction?
We're going to do a break time. We're going to come back. Yes, we're going to come back from there. Yeah. And then we're going to do a little fact or fiction, and we're also going to hear from Jordan Cameron from yesterday's University Hospital event at the Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. He talked about the team and how he feels about things headed into how things are headed in 2014. Coming up next, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.